Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yenatasmaya Shigurabhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Svapadam Tikam Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Divim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Shrimbatam Svakata Krishna Punashravana Kirtanam Ridyantastaya Badrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Nashtaprayesu Badresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 11, The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes. And the verse is the number 14. Viprasya dhyaya nadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Ragyo Vritti Praja Goptur Aviprad Va Karadibi Viprasya dhyaya Viprasyadhyayanadini Adini Sadanyasya Pratigraha Raghavrittir Prajaguptur Avipradvakaradibi Viprasyadhyaya nadini Sadanyasya pratigraha Ragyavrittir prajaguptur Avipradvakaradibi Viprasyadhyaya nadini Sadanyasya pratigraha Ragyavrittir prajaguptur Avipradvakaradibi Brahmana Adhyana Adini Reading the Vedas Sat 6 To study the Vedas To teach the Vedas, to worship the deity, to teach others how to worship, to accept charity, and to give charity. Anyasya, of those other than the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas. Apratigraha, without accepting charity from others. The Kshatriyas may execute the five other occupational duties prescribed for the Brahmanas. Ragya of the Kshatriya, Vritti, the means of livelihood, Prajaguptu, who maintains the subjects, Aviprat, from those who are not Brahmanas. Va, or Kara Adibi, by levying revenue taxes, custom duties, fines for punishment, etc. Translation. For a Brahmana, there are six occupational duties. A Kshatriya should not accept charity, but he might perform the other five of these duties. A king or Kshatriya is not allowed to levy taxes on the Brahmanas, but he may make his livelihood by levying minimal taxes, custom duties, and penalty fines upon his other subjects. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the position of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas as follows. Brahmanas have six occupational duties, of which three are compulsory, namely studying the Vedas, worshipping the deities, and giving charity. By inducing others to worship the deity and by accepting gifts, the Brahmanas receive the necessities of life. This is also confirmed in the Manu Samhita, Sannam tu karmanam asya trini karmani jivika. Janana dhyapane chaiva visuddhaccha pratigraha. Of the six occupational duties of the Brahmana, three are compulsory, namely worshipping the deities, study the Vedas, and giving of charity. In exchange, a Brahmana should receive charity, and this should be his means of livelihood. A Brahmana cannot take up any professional occupational duty for his livelihood. The Shastra especially stress that if one claims to be a Brahmana, he cannot engage in the service of anyone else. Otherwise, he at once falls from his position and becomes a Shudra. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami belong to a very respectful family, but because they engaged in the service of Nawab Hussain Shah, not even as ordinary clerks, but as ministers, they were ostracized from Brahminical society. Indeed, they became like Mohammedans and even changed their names. Unless a Brahmana is very pure, he cannot accept charity from others. Charity should be given to those who are pure. Even if one is born in a family of Brahmanas, if one acts as a Shudra, one cannot accept charity, for this is strictly prohibited. Although the Kshatriyas are almost as qualified as the Brahmanas, even they cannot accept charity. This is strictly prohibited in this verse by the word apratigraha. What to speak of the lower social orders? Even the Kshatriyas must not accept charity. The king or government may levy taxes upon the citizens in various ways, by revenue duties, custom duties, realization of fines, and so on, provided the king is able to give full protection to his subjects to assure the security of their life and property. Unless he is able to give protection, he cannot levy taxes. However, a king must not levy any tax upon the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. For a Brahmana, there are six occupational duties. A Kshatriya should not accept charity, but he might perform the other five of those duties. A king or Kshatriya is not allowed to levy taxes on Brahmanas, but he may make his livelihood by levying minimal taxes, custom duties, and penalty fines upon his other subjects. Mukam karoti vachalam pangurlangayate girim yatkripatam aham bande shri gurum dinatarinam paramanandam madhavam sri chaitanam ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So English is not my mother language. We have very esteemed English scholars here. Just in case I mispronounce something and make everyone laugh, please correct me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the Varnashram institution is like a theatrical performance. Krishna created this theatrical performance, like a drama. He wrote the script, Chaturvanya Maya Shustam Guna Karma Vibhaks, and he also created the characters, and the particular nature or temperament of these characters. And because he's a good movie director, he's a good drama director. Just like in the material world, you know, when you see movies and you see a character in the movie, generally, when they have to pick up the player, the actor, they try to get someone who has that particular nature. Like, you know, Sylvester Stallone, Rambo, you know. They couldn't put, like, Dustin Hoffman to be Rambo, you know. It would be ridiculous. You know, he couldn't. So they try to find someone who has a specific nature that fits that character. So Krishna, he creates the Varnashram system, and he creates the nature or temperament of these different players, like Samadama Taposo Cham, Shantirarjavam Eva Cha, Gyanavigyanam Astikyam, Brahmakarma Svabhavacham. So there is a particular nature, a particular temperament for those souls, those players, that take the position of Brahmanas. They are peaceful, they are self-controlled, they are, you know, etc., etc. They are honest, they have knowledge, they have realization, so they can play that part. They can play that part because the temperament or the nature makes it natural for them, this Bhava, to play that part. And once they play that part, they have to play the part. They cannot take someone else's part, because it would be unnatural. The same goes for Kshatriyas. Sorya, Teja, what is that? Driti, Daksham, what's that? Yuddham, Chapya, Palayanam. They can, you know, they have a different nature, different temperament. They, you know, they see a fight, they get enlivened. A Brahmana sees a fight, says, oh, let me run away, you know. It's nothing for me. A Kshatriya becomes enlivened, and that's one of his qualities. You know, he can't run away from battle. Yuddham Chapya Palayanam, he can't run away. Otherwise, it's not a Kshatriya anymore. And also, he has this Ishvara Bhava. He has this controlling tendency, very strong, very strong. Therefore, there are different natures and temperaments for different characters. Now, the Brahmanas particularly are special. The Kshatriyas are also special, but the Brahmanas are special. Why are they special? Because they are the ones, they are supposed to understand and teach others that we are players and we are not characters. That's their particular function. You're not this character. You're not, you know, the character you're playing in the drama or in the theatrical performance. You are the player. In 1920, 25 or something, when there were, you know, the movies, you know, without, you know, mute movies, you know, no words, you know. Silent movies. Thank you, Maharaj. Silent movies. The first movie on Dracula. They made the first movie on Dracula. There was a famous actor, I think it was Boris Karloff or somebody like that. No, it was somebody else. You know, it really looked like Dracula. You know, they really picked the right guy, you know. But he became crazy. After, you know, he became so successful and so expert in doing it that he was biting people when he met, you know, even in his ordinary life. They had to lock him up because he had become nuts, you know, completely crazy. He identified with the character so much, he was biting people on the way. So they had to lock him up in a mental hospital. So one cannot and should not identify with the character, because otherwise something wrong happens. Even though this system is being organized by Krishna and is meant for everyone's deliverance, so that everyone understands, well, I'm a player, I'm not a character, I'm the soul, I'm not the body, I'm not the designations of the body. If one identifies too much, then it becomes counterproductive, contra factum sum. You know, it goes against the very essence in nature of the play, of the drama, which is meant for deliverance. Krishna hasn't created the Varnashram system to chain us to this material world. He has created this system to deliver us. So the function of the Brahmanas specifically was to make everyone understand some siddhira ritos. You have to satisfy Vishnu, because through the satisfaction of Vishnu, Hari, then you'll get deliverance. There was, excuse me, Tulsi Maharani doesn't want to go down. So that was the specific function. You're a player, you're not a character. So the Brahmana had to act in the Brahminical way and fulfill the requirements of a Brahmana. And by doing so, he would become delivered. The Kshatriya, the same. He would... Careful, maybe you should give him a chair. The Kshatriya, the same. He should, you know, fulfill the requirements of a Kshatriya. And he would be delivered by performing his duties. Now, we know that unless a Brahmana becomes a Vaishnava, then the goal becomes a little fuzzy, a little indistinct. So even if a Brahmana is qualified, a Vaishnava, a Vaishnava guru nasyat, you know, he shouldn't become a guru, he shouldn't become a teacher or a leader of society. Even a dog eater, if he's Vaishnava Svapacho guru, if he understands very well the goal of life, he's more than a Brahmana. So that was the way the society would run, and people gradually become delivered. Nowadays, you know, Kalu Sudra Sambhava, they're no Brahmanas, no Kshatriyas. Prabhupada once mentioned about this man during the Indo-Pakistani war that, you know, he said it's the last Kshatriya or something like that. The guy who had a small airplane, he would, you know, get all weapons, covered with weapons, drive his airplane, you know, a small chestnut plane or something, you know, and they would go into the Pakistani line and kill people like that, you know. Say something like that, it was the last Kshatriya or something. So there is no Kshatriyas, now they sit behind the table and they push a button, let's see how the missile goes, you know, like, you know, with a joystick there, you know, crazy, mad people, Ping Pong Yang or whatever the name is, you know, or anywhere else. That's what they do. They're not real Kshatriyas. And Brahmanas, wow. Brahmanas, even worse. They shouldn't be servants of anyone. The Brahmanas' quality is that he is independent. You know, he is devoted to the absolute truth. He wants to have everyone understand that this is, an external play. But if he becomes the servant or the slave of someone, he can't perform his service anymore. So right now, the intellectuals, what they do, you know, they stay in universities and some big guy, some big Vaishya, sponsors, you know, gives donation to the university and says, wait a minute, you have a meat industry. I want some good intellectuals to work out an ideology or some research, deep research that says that meat is good. And the so-called Brahmanas, intellectuals, what they do? Because they get they are financed by these guys, they produce something, that meat is good for you. That you eat this, it's good. Or if you take this other thing, it's good for you. Or, you know, they actually become the intelligence of perverted people. They channel the perversion of, you know, very materialistic personalities and give them the form to these perversions of ideologies, of scientific findings, of, you know, whatever it is. That's what they do. So therefore, the intellectual class in Kali Yuga is the worst. Not only because they drink and smoke and have sex and, you know, all those things, you know, that are natural for someone who doesn't control his senses and is, you know, basically, you know, has a sudra nature. But because they are paid. They are employees. They are employees. That's what it is. They are employees. And a brahmana should not be an employee. A brahmana should be pure. Pure and detached. That's why you give them charity. People will give charity because they've been inspired by the brahmana. Look, you know, this man is so... Hare Krishna. Jai. Krishna Balaram Ji ki jai, Radharshama Sundari Devi ki jai, Lilita Vishaka ki jai. And Shishigor Nitai ki jai. That would be, you know, people would be inspired. Look at this person, he's so intelligent. He's so intelligent, but he doesn't want anything. He's not exploiting his intelligence, his superior intelligence, to get an upper hand on someone else, to get a better position in society, to get more money, to get, you know, influence and to control others. He doesn't want to do that. It's inspiring. So they would give charity. And, you know, because dana, you know, the brahmana's nature is that it doesn't keep, you know, what do I have to keep and amass wealth for, you know? I know that, you know, this is just a character that I'm playing here. I'm playing the character of a brahmana, and I'm going to have to leave my body. I'm going to have to die. Therefore, what matters is transcendental realization, Krishna consciousness. Therefore, you know, whatever I have in surplus, I give it away. Naturally, by impulse, not, oh, I better give it away, otherwise, you know, they won't give me more later. You know, there was no calculation like that. There's no calculation in the brahmana's mind. It's pure. Purity means purity of heart, purity of intelligence, no second hands, no strings attached, no, I say, retro taste, you know, in things they do. That's a purity. That's a pure person. And therefore, they were inspiring to the other classes of society. And people would give them charity, people would maintain them, people would, you know, learn from them, listen from them, hear from them. You know, what about, you know, help me to get out of this chain of material existence, of this labyrinth of, you know, different identifications and designations. Get me out of here. You know, they would be inspired by them. The same, they would be inspired by kshatriyas also, because they felt protected. A kshatriya, you know, as Prabhupada says here, a kshatriya can do the other five things of the brahmana except in charity. He can't be a beggar. A brahmana doesn't feel bad in being a beggar. You know, a brahmana feels okay being a beggar. I'm a beggar. I'm, I can't maintain myself, you know, as whatever Krishna wants, you know. A kshatriya cannot do that. He feels something in his heart, you know. I'm going to beg from someone. The Ishvara Bhava comes out, you know. The prestige, you know, you could say, that comes from the mother, you know. I'm losing my prestige. I'm losing my, you know, how if I become a beggar, you know, what a shame. He can't do that. Therefore, you know, it's forbidden to ask for charity. He shouldn't ask for charity. That would, you know, say, deprave him of his kshatriya nature. Then he won't be able to protect people. He won't be able to organize things. He needs some of that Ishvara Bhava to get things going. Therefore, the kshatriyas were allowed to go and kill in the forest. Sometimes they, you know, even eat some, you know, like that. So they could be ferocious enough to protect. And they were inspiring as well. People, you know, felt, okay, I'm going to go to this person. I have a problem. He will solve my problem. He will solve my problem. He will protect me. Something or someone is threatening me, you know, unjustly, I will go. He'll protect me. And they were fair. They were fair people. Not that I have this power, I'm going to push it through as much as I can, levy as many taxes as I can, fines, you know. Now they just put someone in jail in Italy because they had altered the, you know, these machines where, you know, where you had the cross slide, and if you go, they make a picture of you. They altered it to get more fines. The mayor of a place. This municipality was becoming so rich. Practically anyone that didn't smile, they laid a fine on him, you know, just when he was going through the cross light. So they put him in jail. So these are the kind of government people that we got nowadays. You know, how much can I squeeze the prajas, the population, and get as many taxes as a, you know, as possible, and somehow or other, you know, build grand palaces and enjoy and have blue cars and make fat salaries for the leaders. That's what I want to do. Now, a real kshatriya wasn't like that. He didn't levy unnecessarily taxes on people. Actually, they were more concerned in protecting the person and seeing that they had what they needed than levy taxes or fines, etc. That was the nature, because one of the brahmana's qualities, dana, that was also their quality, giving charity. It's also their quality. So generous, selfless, even though, you know, tough, and, you know, sort of controlling by nature. So this was a society was running smoothly, you know, right direction. Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, and then Kshatriyas to protect the system, Vaishyas to, you know, to generate income, not by, you know, drilling the earth and getting out oil as much as possible and filling up the holes with seawater, which what they do. And, you know, just like if someone takes blood from you, you know, sometimes people go and sell blood because they need money or because they got high blood pressure. They go and release some, probably wrong, they shouldn't do. Or, you know, God is the minister of health here looking at me. So they go and donate blood. What if they take a lot of blood out of you and they, on the other arterial vein, they pump, you know, Bisleri water, you know? Well, how are you going to feel after a while, you know? So the earth has been plundered by ruthless personalities. And the brahmanas, so-called brahmanas, are, you know, helping them. And the so-called kshatriyas are protecting the system. Prabhupada said, that was in 1768, you know, he was talking about Russia. He said, in America you are vaishyas, and Russians are sudras, therefore they fight, you know. So, with all your, you know, no, Italians are Brahmin. No, I'm just joking. So the thing is that, you know, there is always, you know, confrontation, because there is this ruthless exploitation of everyone. There is no other conception, really. Even those who say, go green. Why you have to go green? So we can exploit better. It's not a go green because, oh, you know, I really want, you know, that the higher values of life becomes, you know, go green so we exploit better, you know. Don't waste stuff, you know. It's just like in a family, you know. Your family members say, don't waste things so we can enjoy better, you know. Like that. No, don't waste things because it's not your property. It's Krishna's property. No, don't waste, because if you waste, we can enjoy less, you know. So that's the same principle. That's what we are living with. And with this kind of society, with this kind of direction, you know, the world's going to go to hell. And the so-called brahmanas are teaching, you know, that you're going to live, you know, you may live forever. As we aren't there now, we haven't got there now, but by science and by, you know, now they made the first embryo, it's half human and half sheep. They already did it with half human and half pig. Small embryos, they do, they mix them up, so they can get some parts out of it, you know. You grow up, you know, somebody grows up, you know, it looks like a human, but it's full of, you know, wool. Then then is the embryo that grew up, you know. So they can take parts out of him, say, you need a new liver? Don't need to wait that somebody dies in a car accident. We got the sheep man here, get the liver out of him, you know, and the kidneys. And that's the, so in the future, you may live forever. That's the promise. That's crazy. That's crazy. First of all, live for what? But it's not possible. You can't contradict the laws of nature. They're going to crush you. They're going to crush you terribly, terribly. They thought they had won over TB, TB was something of the 19th century, you know. Now TB is coming back, and there is a root of TB that is antibiotics resistant. You get TB, you die. Smallpox, you can die of smallpox nowadays. Because there are some that survived, they got beat up by the antibiotics. Some of them, most of them died. Some survived. They said, okay, now it's my turn, you know, and they come back and they kill you. So science will not help. It's all a false promise. And this is going to become hell, this world, unless the Varnashram system is established at least in a way that people understand. Kalo Sudra Sambhava, we cannot be brahmanas that light the fire with a mantra, you know. It's not going to be there. Don't expect that. But there can be brahmanas, vaishnavas, that give a direction to society. That's needed. There can be kshatriyas that, you know, they really want to protect the praja, they want to protect the population. There can be vaishyas, they have some ethical principles. And, you know, Goraksha, they protect the cows, they create a new different type, a new type of economy, so-called new type of economy, which is the old. And some humble people, sutras, because, you know, the real point is to inform them this is a theatrical performance. You're not a kshatra. Nambi prona chanera patirna pi vaishana shudrona amvarnina chagriya patirna vanasti yatirva. Kintu prodyam nikila paramananda purna mritar birgopi bartur pada kamala yurdasa dasana das. That we have to inform people. We have to. This is the Sankirtan movement. Wake up, jiv jago, jiv jako, gora chandra bule, you know. Hey, wake up to your real identity as an eternal servant of Krishna. We have to push this movement because it's the only safety for society, only hope for society. And once the movement is pushed enough, naturally, you know, a form of Varnashram, you know, adapted to Kali Yuga, of course, as I said, no brahmanas that light the fire with the arani wood and with the mantra, but it can be possible, it can be established, and the Vaishnavs will be the guides of society. That's what Prabhupada wanted this movement to be, a guide for society. We are meant to create brahmanas, as he said once. Once in Mayapur, he said, to try to turn a sudra into a brahmana, and he was looking at us, try to turn a sudra into a brahmana is like trying to wash coal. So then he said, but let's try. what a relief. So that was, this is what this movement is meant for. And through the chanting of the holy name, the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, book distribution, Nam distribution, mantra, Harinama mantra distribution, Prasad distribution, simple, dance, chant, that's what the Panchatattva did, dance and chant and talk about Krishna. The methodology has not changed, at least according to what we read in Prabhupada's books. He didn't say, change the methodology. Did he say that? Never. So, that's what we have to do. Push the Krishna consciousness movement and please our founder Acharya. That would be the best for our own spiritual life and for saving other souls in this condemned world. I'm ending now by informing you that Srila Prabhupada's Gita, Bhagavad Gita, is being produced in a huge format, in a huge size. It's called Astounding Bhagavad Gita. It's 2.8 meter high and 2 meters large. Close, the book, when the book is closed. When it's open, it's 4 meters large and 2.8 high. It weighs 800 kg. It's been produced. We got the first pages printed, you know. And just the stand weighs 600 kg. The stand. And the book, 800 kg, is going to be beautiful. It's going to be a masterpiece. It's going to go in the Guinness Book as the largest sacred text in the world. As of now, the largest sacred text in the world is a Quran, 2.20 meters. It's in Afghanistan. And we're going to go 280. It's called competition. And it's going to be 280. And it's going to... I'm sorry, I have to speak more. It's going to be brought to India and a big ceremony should be held in Delhi for Gita Jayanti on the 19th of December. Someone said we're going to get a stadium or I don't know, or a big hotel or something. It cannot be done in the parliament, otherwise there'll be criticism. We already produced the 16 kg Gita that someone's seen, you know, been given to the Prime Minister, the President, etc. So we're going to go for a 800 kg one now. And very beautifully done. I won't describe you. Actually, I'll describe you a little bit. You know, it's Srila Prabhupada's pride. And that should enthuse to distribute more books because people will come and pay obeisances to this. It's going to be a deity book, a book deity. You know, Haratik and everything. Already we did Haratik to 2 pages in the Indian consulate in Milan. We brought 2 pages, just 2 pages. They are as big, you know. And the consul made perform Haratik to those 2 Bhagavad Gita pages. So, and this should enthuse us to, just like the big temple in Mayapur. Why big? Because everyone is going to talk about it. Everyone will want to see it. Everyone want to visit it. Prabhupada didn't say, make a small little temple under a tree in Mayapur, let's call it Temple of Vedic, you know, planetarium, and you go with the lens and you look inside, you know, you see the thing moving. You know, he wanted a huge thing. So, we're going to make a huge Bhagavad Gita, and everyone will talk about it, people come and see it, and more Bhagavad Gitas will be distributed. That's the aim. So, that's it. You know, I don't want to go into the technicalities, but it was a struggle to find a book, to create a book that will stay for 2,000 years. I don't know you, but my first question would have been, what if someone rips a page while turning a page? It's 650 pages, the book. We're going to cut his end, like the you know they do in Saudi Arabia, or... No, so we found a way that the page cannot be ripped, they cannot be moistened by water. It's a material that can stay for 60 hours in water. We tried. It feels like paper, but it's. Of course, if someone goes there with a cutter or with acid or something, but it should be lasting for thousands of years. 2,000 years we are planning. So give your blessings that we can satisfy Srila Prabhupada by making this big, big, big book. and that the glories of Srila Prabhupada's books be spread all over the world. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Are there any questions or comments? Did I say anything wrong, Maharaj?
Where will it be? Where will you have it
found? You know, those of you have seen the movie The Godfather, there is one section where someone says, I made him an offer that he couldn't refuse. So someone made me an offer I couldn't refuse. in the sense of not threatening my life, but offering me a quite, you know, almost half of the, because this is going to cost to make like 200,000 euros or something like this. So about half of it Gopal Krishna Maharaj is offering. But he said, then I want the book. I said, okay. And, you know, yeah, he looked like the godfather when he said that a little bit. But, no, I'm just joking. So I'm very glad, because he's very enthusiastic about it. So it's going to be staying, ultimately, as far as I understand, in Kurukshetra. But for a few years, while the Kurukshetra temple is being built, Delhi, and he may travel. Like, you know, big art pieces, like big, you know, say a Raffaello painting, they pack it up, you know, there are specialized teams, they pack it up, and then he can travel all over the world. Then they show it in the, you know, Metropolitan Art Museum of New York, or he can go to the Prado Museum in whatever it is, I don't remember, you know, the same way this can travel. But those who want it, they have to pay the travel charges and the insurance. And it's not going to be sure. It's not going to be small. So, but basically, Delhi, and then we'll see. I've heard Gopal Krishna Maharaj saying, out of the one in Bombay, they have to give me something. He said something like this. So, I hope we can make it. It'll be done, you know, with all care and attention. And when it's presented, I hope all of you can be there to glorify Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. All right, Maharaj, full of questions.
Prabhupada says that this mission is not complete because 50%
of our nation. At which point are we? Well, very embryonal stage. Actually, we even walked the other direction a little bit from... You know, Prabhupada also said, at least maintain what I've done. So, we have to push the Sankirtan movement, and the Varnashram, the establishment of Varnashram, is like a consequence of that pushing of the Sankirtan movement. Now, Prabhupada wanted some models also, some models of, you know, self-sufficient farm society where you could show that it's a viable, practical way of life. Now, that we haven't done so well, did we? I mean, we have one in Hungary, it's doing great. There are a few, you know, but some that were there in Prabhupada's time, I don't know, as far as, I don't want to become critical, okay? I want to remain positive. So, they're not doing so well, to say the least. So, we have to be able to show some models with devotees happy, that not that, well, with one hand they're milking a cow and with the others they got with the latest iPhone, you know, yeah, right, I'm milking right now and the milk is coming, look at the milk, you know, and with the program seeing how thick the milk is or something, you know, just that we really live simply, you know. I'm not able to do it, I admit it, you know, I'm more a city boy, but, you know, though, you know, we have to create some models, because you may preach and preach and preach, and people may even become inspired. But if you don't show how practically it can be enacted, people think, okay, it's a nice novel, you know, a nice utopian dream. You know what I mean? So places like New Vrajadam in Hungary, fantastic, fantastic. Fantastic, because I think the Prime Minister, if I recall, when I was there with Shivaram Maharaj, told me that the Prime Minister came and visited, I don't know if he's he or she, I don't remember, and then they took him, let's say, to the Goshala, where the cows, you know, they got, you know. He said, wow, is this a second temple? Is another temple, he said. And then he said, you know, he said, the Prime Minister said, if I have to be reborn, I'd rather be reborn as a cow in your place here, you know. Because, you know, they treat us so nicely, you know. They got, you know, their five-star Goshala, you know. It's fantastic. And the devotees there, as far as I know, you know, those who take care of the cows or do some, you know, farming, they don't have all the amenities and latest technological devices. Now, in the modern ISKCON age, some say, oh, how can you usurp the personal freedom of the devotee if he wants to have, you know, a chip stuck in his brain and see holograms while he's, you know, doing stuff. You know, it's his, you know, individual freedom. Now, personally, I have a different opinion. If we are consistent in what we do, both in spreading the Sankirtan movement, distributing books, distributing the holy name, chanting, living a pure life as Brahmana Vaishnavas, and creating models where one who wants to be a Vaishya is really a Vaishya. It really depends on the cows, etc. It doesn't depend on whatever, you know, the latest technological whiz, you know, machines. Then we're going to be convincing to others. But if we are not consistent, or to the level that we are not consistent, we are not coherent with what we preach, then we're not going to be successful. So, you know, Krishna has different means. Right now, you push a button, you get electricity. You know, how many of you get angry when internet is not working at the snap of a finger? Raise your hand. I get angry. Yeah? No, whatever, in India, oh, of course, in India may be the norm, but, you know, if in the West, you know, it should work. No, you need to work, you know, I need to send this fire. So, Krishna may make arrangements so that at one point, we are not anymore spoiled children, you know, spoiled, you know, humanity. And we have to go back to the basics, that the washing machine is just like a piece of junk there, you know, that, you know, I can't use anymore because there is no petrol, there is no electricity, or whatever it is. Or some, they invented a bomb that, you know, it already is there, that takes away the electromagnetic, you know, principle of machines or something. Then your washing machine becomes what? You know, something you put, you know, your cloth in just to wash, but just to hold them. So let's hope that Krishna doesn't have to do that, and we understand that it's fundamental that we create examples, that we are an example to society, because unless we do that, it's not going to work. We are at a very embryonal stage at this point. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Granth Raj ki jai. Shinitai Gaur Premanande Hori Hori Bol.